Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk a little bit about therapy and the impact it can have on your child and how to process it and work with therapists. So I see many parents come and see me and they'll say that their child has been in therapy for over 2 years, and often they say they can't see a difference. And that is definitely sometimes the case. So let's talk a bit about what therapy means and how we can lean into it and how we can get the most out of it. So the thing that I always say first is sending your child to 45 or an hour, one session of therapy a week is like you and I doing 10 sit-ups on a Friday and expecting a six-pack. It's just not going to happen. So therapy is like you going to the gym with a personal trainer, but you're going to need to do the exercises outside of that interaction as well in order to gain the benefits. So if you want to extend or get more bang for your buck when it comes to therapy, you have to do the work that the therapist is asking you to do. So when my child was young, and now we're talking over 15 years ago, the therapist gave me a coloring in page and said, here, do this. And I just threw it away because I thought this was ridiculous. I'm paying a whole lot of money for therapy and she wants me to get my kid to color in. I didn't understand it. Now therapists are explaining to parents what the coloring in will do, how it will exacerbate the learning and the development of your child's abilities. So when your OT gives you homework, try to build it into the day, every single day, as much as possible. I like to give the advice that you want to build it into something else. So you want to maybe get your kid to do chores around the house, because sweeping is heavy muscle work. It's proprioception, which is regulating. It's crossing the midline, which is something children need in order to be able to read from left to right, in order to be able to write from left to right, in order to be able to cut bilateral integration. So those things are the practice. It's like going home and doing the 10 sit-ups that your personal trainer's asked you to do. And then when you get to gym with your personal trainer, he asks you to do 50. But you still got to do the 10 because it builds your ability. So I first want to say, whatever your therapist is asking you to do, do it, and do it as many times as possible. As a school, when I started the school, I decided that I was going to implement the work of therapy. So as a school, we don't include therapy in our fees, but we do the work that the therapist is asking us to do. So we do chores, we do extra coloring in, we do integrative work, we do anything that the therapist, and I'm talking specifically OT now, it could be speech therapy things, anything the therapist is asking us to work on with the child, because practice is where the development occurs. So when your child goes to therapy, you want to understand why. You want to understand what they're working on. You want to ask them about the jargon and what that means. Any question that you have, you want to ask. And then you want to say, what can I do at home? And they're going to say something that you might want to brush off, like get them to do chores, get them to set the table, get them to do the dishes, get them to wash windows. They must carry the groceries in from the car. Participate in life. Because that participation is where the strength gets built a little bit every single day. You're not trying to build the apples in the tree, you're trying to strengthen the tree so that the apples can come for themselves. And the apples are reading, mathematics, getting good marks in school, self-discipline, all of those things. So OT and speech therapy and any kind of therapist your child is seeing, any kind of therapy they're in, is made more effective when you do the application of that in between the therapy sessions. That's my best advice for you. And what therapists are trying to do is they're trying to build the foundational pathways to those apples, to the reading and to the math. So they're not working on math and reading. They're working on the foundational skills that are not yet in place that are necessary in order to get the higher order skills that you're wanting them to get at school or on the sports field. So if you feel like OT has not been working for your child, you could consider, is it the right OT? Is your child actively participating in the therapy? Or are they dismissive of it? Are you dismissive of it? And how are you implementing that work into your home life? Are they swimming enough? Are they climbing trees? Are they playing sports? Are they moving their bodies? Or are they sitting on a couch, you know, playing on their screens, because that'll just undo the work that the therapist is doing. And we want, especially children under the age of 14, we want them to be doing as much movement and activity as possible, because the body informs the brain and then the brain can connect back to the body. So the more they move, the more those synapses, those movement learning synapses occur, and their brain gets stronger, gets more capable. And that's how you make the most out of therapy. So listen to your therapist, do some research, get them, your kids, involved in life and do the practice they're asking you to do. It will really pay off.